Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Danny Kennedy, and I'm here to help you become the very best version of yourself. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. And today's one is a relatively short episode, and it's actually an audio that I pulled from a group coaching call that I ran with some of my one-on-one clients over this past week. But the feedback was really good, and I really thought that you guys could benefit from hearing this. I really kind of go into detail about the importance of communication, and in particular, being able to remove assumptions and how much that actually reduces the stress in your life, but also allows you to just understand that everything kind of just is. And that was also another point that I touched around the law of polarity and understanding, the statement that I just said, that everything just is. Understanding that to every reaction, there's an opposite reaction, again, allowing us to improve our ability to perceive certain situations or things in life and not automatically react to them. So almost having a bit of a gap between the stimulus and response, which has been really, really powerful and effective for me personally. And I know a lot of my clients are benefiting from it also. And then I also dive into a bit around confidence and how we can really start to build on our confidence, but also get to the point where we're able to accept and understand the fact that when we start something new, or if we haven't done something for a while, or if it's something that we're unsure of, it is very normal to lack confidence at the beginning. And it's not a bad thing. It's, again, a very normal thing. But if we shy away from whatever it is that we are chasing purely because we are lacking confidence, or there's a fear of failure or rejection or whatever it may be, then that's the only way that we can lose. Outside of that, once we accept that we're not going to be good at something when we first start, and it's normal to feel things like imposter syndrome and all the rest of it as well, then I think we have the ability to then just move through that fear and follow after whatever it is that we're trying to attract or achieve. And that's how you improve your life, and that's how you continue to build and grow and become a better version of yourself. And so hopefully you guys enjoy this audio. Again, this was recorded, I believe, with my AirPods, so the audio quality is probably not as good as what you're hearing right now, but I still think there's a lot of value there for you guys to take away. And so if you enjoy the episode, please do screenshot it, share it on your Instagram story, or tag a friend on your story, or send them the link, whatever it may be. Just get this episode to someone that you feel like could take some value from it. But I really appreciate you guys, and I hope you enjoy this episode.
There's kind of two or three different things I want to touch on tonight. The first one is around the law of polarity. And I've probably spoken about this with all of you, if not one-on-one in a group call for sure, but the law of polarity, which is apparently really hard to say, kind of says that for every outcome, there is always an opposite, right? And so for something to go up, it has to also be able to go down. And so the whole reason I bring this up is to bring some awareness for you guys, to start increasing your self-awareness to how you perceive things. So who was it? Earl Nightingale, I think, is the guy who said it. He said that everything just is. And it only becomes good or bad, or positive or negative, when we perceive it that way. And now, quite obviously, there are going to be certain things that happen in your life that are, you know, are negative and are something that you do perceive as bad, and that's completely fine. But at the same time, even when there's something that is perceived as bad or negative, that means that on the other side of that is a positive or something good. Now, that also applies for how we actually perceive it in the first place. Every single one of you, including me right now, I'm sure we've probably done this today, but definitely a million times over in our life, have perceived something as negative or bad instantly when we haven't even really put any thought to why. And at the same time, it's just a reactionary thing. We build, and I've spoken about with most of you guys around self-limiting beliefs, and that can play a big role in this as well. But, you know, something happens, it might be something someone says, it could be an outcome that we want to happen that doesn't happen. And instantly we perceive that as a negative. And as soon as we do that, we kind of shut down. We go into this kind of controlling energy. We lose the ability to receive. We lose the ability to be able to find the positive in that situation. And it kind of just shuts down our ability to keep moving forward. And what I'm really big on, and something that's worked extremely well for me, is understanding the importance of momentum and staying in like an evolution growth mindset. And what I mean by that is that when something comes up that may instantly initially be perceived as a problem or a negative, being able to zoom out and step back a little bit and just allow it to happen and actually wait to see what it is. We don't know whether it's a good or a bad thing yet. But if we're very quick to judge, then all of a sudden it doesn't matter whether it was going to end up being a positive or a negative. We've already made the decision that it's a negative or a bad thing. And then we now are left with having to face that thing as a negative and kind of deal with that. And so this first bit around the law of polarity, got it right, is just always understanding that no matter what happens, and this is literally anything in life has an opposite. Every single thing in the world has an opposite. So for something to be good, it has to be bad for someone else. Something to be bad, it has to be good for someone else, and vice versa. And so it's really, I just want to first bring your awareness to that, because that's all personal development is, guys, is self-awareness. It's your ability to change your perception, to be able to zoom out a little bit and just have the self-awareness to ask questions. Is this a positive? Is this a negative? Is this something I want to react to? Is this something that I don't want to react to? Is this decision going to lead to the outcome I want, or is this decision going to lead to the outcome I don't want? And the more we can bring self-awareness and ask ourselves questions, even when it comes to self-limiting beliefs, the number one question we have to ask ourselves with limiting beliefs that play out every single day, this could be, I'm not good enough. This could be, I can't do this. This could be, that person's lucky, I'm not lucky, all this type of shit. The question you need to ask yourself is this true? And majority of the time, for our limiting beliefs in particular, there's fuck all evidence that suggests that it's true. But we play the same story out in our head or verbally every single day, to the point where we just automatically believe it's true and we never think to question it. And so whenever I work through the process of helping someone with their limiting beliefs, a big part of it is asking the question, once we have identified what that belief is this true? And part of that is then looking at all of the evidence as to how it's not. Okay, that's a limiting belief in the end of the day is a belief that just isn't true, but it doesn't matter if it's not true. If you believe it, it's 100% true for you. All right, and the example I used around not being good enough, even if that's clearly not the case, because every single person watching this and even not watching this, is absolutely worthy of anything and everything that they want in this whole entire world. That's just the truth, right? But if I tell myself every day that I'm not, then guess what? That becomes very true for me, because my experience of life is going to be exactly that of me not being good enough or not being worthy of whatever it is that I want. And so my experience ends up being a result of what my belief is. Now, the second part of this is the importance that I want you guys to really place on communication, which sounds very fucking basic, because it is very fucking basic, but it's something that we just do not put anywhere near enough attention to. And I'm going to explain exactly what I mean by the importance of communication in a second. Part of this communication piece, a little kind of like subheading we can put underneath this, and a really big one that we really need to limit, if not remove completely. And if we can limit and remove completely this next thing, then I can almost guarantee you that your life will drastically improve in every way possible. And that is the ability to not make assumptions. All right, the ability to not make assumptions. Now, this can be an assumption about another person. This can be an assumption about an outcome. Like I said before, are we making the assumption that it's a negative outcome or a bad thing? Or is that an actual fact? A lot of the time, it's just an assumption. But either way, if we've made that decision, then all of a sudden our reaction or our experience of it is that of what we said. About other people is a really, really, really fucking big one, right? By us making an assumption on another person, it's us basically saying that we know best, that we like we know more than fucking everyone else. And because I make this assumption, now I'm going to base this assumption on this person. And all of a sudden, my whole perception of this person or an outcome or whatever it is completely changed based off something that I've just made up. Now, at the same time, towards other people, this can also include people that are close to you, right? So this could be someone you work with. This could be your partner. This, you know, there's an example I was listening to earlier about partners, right? This is a little bit deeper, so I won't try to explain it too well because I probably am not as qualified enough to explain it this way. But when you first connect with a partner, there's obviously, we're both at such a high frequency. And I'm obviously not a relationship coach, but this applies for other things, not just relationships. But when you first meet someone and you match, right, you're both at a really high frequency and you've got this chemistry. Because our frequency is so high, which you guys should know about by now, when you're at a high frequency, you're focused on the good things. And so you continue to attract and experience the good things. Now, if I'm at a high frequency and so is my new partner in this case, then I'm only seeing the good things about them. Now, eventually, I'm going to see a few things, most likely, and not always, obviously. Like sometimes you just don't, there is no things that you don't necessarily agree with or maybe don't like about the other person. And if you don't like something about them, it's probably not a great match anyway. But if there's stuff that you supposedly don't like about someone else or about the outcome or whatever, and you just instantly make the assumption that, oh, that's okay because I'll be able to change that. Or they should change that because, you know, in this case, we're now a couple or whatever it is. When the time comes and that doesn't change or that person doesn't change, now all of a sudden you've got a big fucking issue because the frequency is a little lower now and now you're kind of both clashing, and that's what typically leads to issues. Again, whether it's in an intimate relationship, whether it's in a working relationship, whatever it is. And so the assumptions towards ourselves are no better. I make the assumption that I'm not good enough to do X, Y, and Z, or I make the assumption that I would love to do X, Y, and Z, but I can't because of this. And it's just an instant assumption. And so as soon as we've made the assumption, I should have recommended at the start of this chat that every time I say the word assumption, you need to have a shot. Everyone on here be absolutely hammered. But as soon as I've made the assumption, then my mind is now made up. And so my ability to actually see things clearly and properly is gone because I've already made my mind up. And so when it comes to ourselves, this is why it's really a really big one, is because the next thing I'm going to talk about leads into this perfectly. But when we've made an assumption on ourselves, we've now just closed off any possibility or chance or thoughts around the opposite of that. Hopefully that makes sense. For those that are on the call, maybe nod your head if I make any sense. Yep, good. And so the importance of communication, circling back to this, part of this importance is literally starting to vocalize, not only to yourself, but particularly to other people, if it's in a workplace, if it's in a relationship, if it's in a business, if it's in absolutely anything, maybe even through social media, if you use social media as a tool for your business, the way to limit assumptions is to communicate properly. And most people just don't fucking communicate properly. I'll use one more example of a relationship one. Again, I'm not a relationship coach. I have no fucking idea, but I have a couple of good examples and these are the two that I'm sharing. So if I've had a really fucking shit day and I've had what I perceived as a really shit day, right? No assumptions, but I've perceived it to be a shit day. And I'm coming home to my partner and I'm thinking to myself, you know, hopefully they have, let's just think of something really petty, right? Let's hopefully they have done the dishes, or hopefully they've got dinner ready, or hopefully they've done X, Y, and Z because I've had such a shit day. And I walk in the door, they have no fucking clue that I've had a shit day, but I'm in this bad mood. I walk in, I'm really low frequency. I'm, you know, real short and I'm real frustrated and all the rest of it. And that obviously is very noticeable towards the other person. Now, all of a sudden, I'm being really snappy with them. I'm pissed off because they haven't done X, Y, and Z. And now, all of a sudden, they're at a really low frequency and they're pissed off. And so then they're pissed off towards you and you're just like, what the fuck? This is the last thing I need after having a shit day. And then it's just a shit show. Now, that was all based off poor communication and assumptions. if I had have just made a phone call on the way home and or a text message and said, hey, I've actually had a fucking shocker of a day. I'm in a pretty shitty mood. If I'm a little bit snappy with you when I come in, just know that it's not about you. And also, I know I usually get dinner ready or I usually do the dishes or whatever it is. Do you mind if you could do it tonight, just for tonight, because I'm in a bad mood? It would help me out a lot. Now, that very simple form of communication has just resolved the whole issue. You walk in, your partners are well aware of what's going on, and you have your time to, you know, calm down, whatever it is. You relax a little bit, and then you have a conversation. Everything's sweet. And so you've got two completely different outcomes. The only difference is one was communicating and one was not communicating. And so it becomes really, really important, particularly when you look at the whole assumption thing, right? If it's in a workplace, if it's in a friendship, and you're starting to assume a certain thing about another person and you don't communicate it to them, at least asking the question or at least verbalizing what it is that you want or verbalizing what you're unhappy with or verbalizing what you would like to see. If you do not do that, then how can you possibly be frustrated or pissed off with the other person? Or how do you expect the whole situation to work the way that you want it to if you've never actually vocalized what you want? And so communication becomes a massive thing. And I think it obviously goes without saying that within a business or within a personal brand, if you're wanting to get a message across, you have to be good at communicating. And that doesn't always mean the way that I'm communicating now, by talking to someone face to face. That can be through your style of content. That could be through emails in terms of like marketing. That could be in emails, could be podcasts, could be videos, could be images. There's plenty of ways to communicate. It doesn't have to be this way. It could be a fucking email. Like if you're uncomfortable with having a verbal conversation, it can be an email. But it is extremely important that you start to prioritize communication. And again, the communication and assumption thing is a fucking game changer, because if you come across someone who does not make assumptions about anyone or anything, they are someone who is just completely fucking just chilled, just go with the flow, allow things to happen, and actually use the data or the truth, I guess you could say, to make their decision of how they're perceiving a certain situation or person. And that's a really good quality to have. Now, the last piece of this, I did say at the start that I wanted to keep this quite short but nice and punchy. So hopefully, there's some key takeaways already that you can implement from this. Because I remember when I was getting kind of like taught with my mentor a lot of this stuff. I know this is off topic, but something that I want you guys to really gravitate to is that it can literally take one fucking podcast, one sentence in a book, one conversation with a friend or a mentor. One thing can drastically change everything for you. And so that's why it's important to, again, just improve the communication skills, but also that includes the listening side as well. Okay, just going back to that communication for one last time, is that it's all well and good for us to always know exactly what it is that we want. But if someone or some other party or some other group or whatever is not doing what you want, then it's also important to then communicate with them what it is that they want. And so you can either meet a middle ground, or you can get the best of both worlds, or you can just at least know exactly where both people or groups or whatever we're talking about in this situation, we know where both kind of people are at. Now, the last thing I wanted to bring up, which is kind of a little bit off topic, but really, really important. I'm actually doing a masterclass about this next week, which I'll communicate with you guys. All of you are more than welcome to be on that live next week. But it's around confidence. It is around, realistically confidence, being able to move through the fear and the limiting beliefs, and also the imposter syndrome. Now, as I said, I made a little post about this earlier, and the things I spoke about in it is, I'll just kind of reiterate the things that I mentioned in there, because I feel like they're quite good examples and quite powerful, right? Is when I started podcasting, I was shit. All right. I would literally script my whole episodes in my fucking phone and pretend that I was like making them up on the spot. And you could quite clearly tell that I was just reading some shit because I kept making mistakes. I would try and make them perfect. For interviews, I would basically do like literally like a fucking 20 questions Q&A type thing, where it was like I wasn't even listening to the guest answers. I was literally just going like one question after the next. And my communication skills, which we just talked about, were shit. But Like, what do you expect, right? I've never done that before. And so that was something I came into that with a very good understanding of the fact that I was going to be shit. Now, obviously, in time, through consistency, through taking action, and through also educating myself by learning new skills, by practicing certain things, that improved. And so it made sense at the start that I didn't have much of an audience and I wasn't good. But then after a while, there's still so much for me to learn. But now, you know, that's the only reason why now there's over 500 episodes. There's millions and millions of downloads. There's people who benefit from my show every single day, all because I actually, you know, took the leap, I guess you could say, and understood that confidence doesn't come through thinking about action, doesn't come through talking about action. It comes through educating yourself. If you are lacking education or information, you have to either study or educate yourself on what you need to learn to become more confident. Yes, the confidence comes through action and it comes through educating yourself and learning information. Without that, it makes sense that you're not going to be confident, right? The two other examples I'll use is personal training. Again, I was shit. My knowledge was actually really good, but the confidence was still lacking because there was no experience and there hadn't been any action taken. And so I was well and truly aware of the fact that when I first started, I was not going to be the best personal trainer. And it wasn't because I didn't know enough. It was because I hadn't had any experience and I hadn't been in situations that I wasn't in previously. And so there was a lot of things for me to learn and experience, which led to more confidence. And it led to more, the ability to become more of an authority. And so I went from being really kind of like shy at the beginning and very unsure of myself and very, lacking confidence to then, you know, getting to train professional athletes that I literally idolized growing up, to training celebrities, to doing the Keep It Cleaner stuff, to now doing shit like this, like having worked with thousands of people in person and online, and that number continuing to grow purely because I understood that confidence doesn't just happen. You have to move through that discomfort and that fear to get on the other side of it. And then lastly, when I mentioned before about the imposter syndrome stuff, the fact that I'm even sitting here talking to you about this type of stuff now, 12 to 18 months ago, was completely foreign to me, even though I was going through this journey myself and learning a lot of this and working with mentors myself. It wasn't something that I even considered offering as a coaching option. Because again, I didn't have the confidence, I didn't have the skill sets yet, and I felt a level of imposter syndrome. I was like, "Well, I'm a coach, I'm a trainer, podcaster, but I'm not a mindset coach. I don't coach personal development. So how can I come out now and start talking about this stuff when I felt like an imposter doing it, right?" And I genuinely did. I think I've mentioned to you guys previously, like when I first released my first mindset mastermind, I promoted it for like 3-4 weeks and I had literally zero signups. And that was with the audience that I have now, or that I had at the time a year or two ago, which was, you know, big enough to get at least one signup, but I didn't get one signup. And so that then kind of left me at a bit of a crossroad, right? It's like, all right, do I just pretend that I was never even going to do this and not do it because I, you know, copped a bit of a whack to the ego? Or do I, on the other side of it, do I come out and say like this whole thing sold out, like make up some bullshit and pretend like I fucking was crushing it? But I didn't choose either of those two. I chose the middle one, which was just being completely vulnerable about the fact that, hey, I just promoted this thing and no one signed up. I literally put this on my Instagram story. I think I made a post about it. And I also spoke about how I was literally very close to making the decision to either just not going ahead with it or just making up some bullshit. But then I came back to the realization that, hey, this is the same story that happened with the podcast and that happened with the PT and the online coaching. And now it's playing out again. And so, of course, I'm going to feel like this level of discomfort or lack of confidence because I have not experienced it before. And I'm not going to be good at it at the start. And there's heaps of shit for me to learn. And that's completely fine. And so that's the thing I want to get across to you guys, that it is completely okay to be lacking confidence and still go ahead with what you want to do. It's completely fine to feel a level of imposter syndrome doing something that's new and foreign to you if it's something that you've never fucking done. It's completely fine to have a fear of rejection or a fear of failure or a fear of what other people's opinions are and still do the fucking thing. Because the absolute worst thing that you can do and the worst feeling out of all the shit that I just explained just then is if I hadn't have done fucking any of it. If I had have felt those feelings and listened to those feelings and took them personally or took them as a sign that I shouldn't do it because I wasn't confident yet or I didn't have experience yet or I felt imposter syndrome or I felt like I wasn't good enough yet. What do you possibly expect when you're starting a new journey in something that you're not that experienced at yet? And the difference between people, and this is me not, I'm not trying to sound egotistical or not trying to sound like I love myself or anything like that, because that's definitely not the case. But you don't build a podcast that has millions and millions of downloads if you fucking stop when it feels a little bit awkward or when you're not good at what you're doing yet. And so you just decide, well, shit, maybe this is not for me because I'm not good at it yet or I'm not good at it at all. The only reason that I've been able to be on this call with you guys right now, to have sat down with people that I never would have dreamt of even meeting, to have had all these really great opportunities, the only fucking reason is because I didn't listen to the fear. And I also understood right from the start that no matter what it was, whenever I was starting something new, there's going to be a fair chunk of period of time where I'm not going to be fucking good at it. It's going to feel uncomfortable. There's going to be lack of confidence. There's going to be imposter syndrome. And whenever those feelings come up, you just got to keep moving forward with them and actually utilize that to your advantage and be vulnerable about it. You don't need to pretend that you fucking know everything. All right. I see this even in the fitness industry a lot. It's like people who are just starting out want to impress all the other coaches as if they're the best coach. You're not expected to be the best coach. You just started. And so it's like, be vulnerable about it and be open to learning and growing and making mistakes and fucking up and whatever it is. And so obviously I've just used these three examples, but this applies to every single person who's watching this right now in whatever way that actually works for you. And so that most likely is going to be completely different for everyone watching. Maybe I know there are a few people in here who are coaches and trainers, and I know there are probably a few people in here who either have or will start a podcast, and that's great. But this is for anything. This is for starting uni. This is for fucking a new job. This is for fucking learning an instrument. I know one person that's watching this right now. Hopefully she's watching the replay. She better be. Is, working through these limiting beliefs, something that was a massive passion of hers that she had not pursued whatsoever, all because of the fear of someone else's opinion or fear of what if it's not as good as what I think it is, or what if people react in a way that I don't like. And that held her back from doing what she should have done a fairly long time ago. And so just recently, she took the leap in actually taking the first step and just putting herself out there. And I'm super, super confident that that is now going to unlock so many doors for her, because she just took that first step and understood that there is most likely going to be a lot of discomfort and lack of confidence until she does it more often. And so hopefully from this, as I said, we've kind of covered a few different topics here, but hopefully you can kind of all take some of this on board and implement it in whatever way that works for you. But again, just understand the importance of, you know, the ability to zoom out a little bit and not react to everything straight away, which is why tools like meditation and intention setting and breath work and stuff are so powerful, because you're now at a higher frequency. And so your ability to react in the way that you actually want to, the way of your higher self, is so much better. Also the importance around communication and removing assumptions as much as possible. And then lastly, the ability to feel the fear and just fucking move anyway, and great things will happen. And so hopefully you guys have enjoyed this